Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming up on the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast, we close it out strong. It's going to be the last regular episode of the season. We'll still have plenty to talk about as the season, the fantasy season, comes to a close. Talk about some Major League Baseball headlines, some fantasy related, some not, some buy low, sell highs. Whose stock are you buying going into next year's draft? And are there players who can still be the difference for you right now in winning a championship in fantasy baseball? Find out that and a whole lot more on the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast. My name is Rami Lavi. That is Vince D'Amato. Number one headline, the Yankees suck eggs. That's what's going on. What's up with you?
There's some exciting stuff going on in the baseball realm that I can't wait to dive into a little bit. But otherwise, I mean, I hurt my neck weightlifting the other day. So that's been quite painful, doing some shoulder stuff. And then you hear a pop. And I've never experienced that, so I've been a stick man, you know, trying to turn one way and the other, but
oh yeah,
driving's painful. So other than that though, life's good.
Driving was
brutal. I mean, trying to like look both ways is
yeah, check painful, your blind so. Spot yeah, I know yeah, the feeling uh-huh.
Do you even drive right. in New York City?
So sometimes, I mean, it's yeah. not ideal. Parking sucks. The weekends, I guess parking's free. The overnights, that's the one, you know, thing about working the overnights, but any other time parking is expensive. So yeah, no, it's ridiculous here.
Do you have a car though?
Yes.
No, so. Okay. What's your license plate number? And I'll find out.
Do you want me to give it
yeah.
to you?
Yeah. Can you give me your social security number? And
yeah, whenever you want, just let me know.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's do it.
Baseball, by the way, baseball stuff, other baseball stuff aside from the Yankees. Did you see the story from the Pirates with Rowdy Tellez?
Yeah, where he's four at bats away.
Four at bats short of a $200,000 bonus. And the Pirates cut him because they want to take a look at younger players, quote unquote. Him and Michael A. Taylor were both cut to, quote, look at other players. One of the other players they called up was the same age as Rowdy Tellez. It's like, oh, we want to look at younger players. The guy's the same age. He's been like bounced around a bunch of teams. Tellez not having a great year, but not having a bad year. The Pirates are going to miss the playoffs anyway. They stink. And more so, it's like you so don't care about winning that clearly you have zero intentions of ever signing free agents, because if any free agent ever saw that, they'd be like, yeah, fuck that. We're not going there. So the idea that you want to be competitive, and this comes on the heels of the A's hilarious, like almost comical letter that they put out, we tried five times. You know what I mean? Like, we tried. No, every time you had a core that was worth something, you tore it down, whether it was the Miguel Tejada team, whether it was the, you know, Mark McGwire team, or as recently as the Olsen and all those guys team. Like, every time you've had a good young squad, you've torn them down instead of building on top of them. So don't tell me you tried. And then it's just another shitty organization, and baseball unfortunately has a lot of these. I think we talked about this probably early in the season. Like, baseball needs to have a salary floor, and this is why, because these teams are just ridiculous.
Do you have and I'm not sure how deep into the weeds I want to get here, it's fantasy baseball, but do you have a problem with the Pirates cutting Rowdy four at bats away?
Yes, 100%, because the only reason they cut him is because they didn't want to pay him the $200,000. That's literally the only reason they cut him.
And so that's a problem because why?
It's a problem because you gave him a contract, part of the contract, right? We talk all the time about athletes and like, oh, he's holding out or this or the contract, right? But these owners who make millions and billions of dollars, right? Like, he's an actual billionaire, the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates. The $200,000 means nothing to him. And the incentive in the contract wasn't for him to hit 425 plate appearances. It was basically, essentially, if you play X number of games for us, you'll have fulfilled your contract. The difference between 421 and 425 is not because he was hurt, not because he fulfilled his part of the contract. He earned that $200,000. And the only reason they're not giving it to him is because they're cheap.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I get the thought process. I don't know. Should Rowdy have advocated for himself when he signed the contract or something a little bit more? It's hard.
Well, what
to
do you
know
mean? He put it. He said, "Look, I'm going to play X number of games. There's an incentive in there. He reached that incentive. They didn't allow him to reach it because they didn't want to pay him."
Sure. I'm playing a little devil's advocate. It is brutal to see. I definitely feel for him, and you're absolutely right.
I don't feel. You know, for it's him. Like he's very rich. He's doing fine. But
no,
like,
I feel for Rowdy.
I'm saying I don't even feel for him necessarily. I just think it sets a terrible precedent. It looks terrible to your fans. It shows where your mind is. It shows what you really care about. And like I said, if you're ever trying to compete and win, free agents will look at that and say, okay, I'm not going to Pittsburgh. I see how they treat their players. So it just shows where your priorities are. And clearly your priorities aren't winning. And it's evident to the fact that anytime they've had a good young core, again, they've sold them off. They don't care about winning in Pittsburgh. I can't wait for the free agency of Paul Skeens in 3 years.
Now that's a different story, because you'll probably have the entire city of Pittsburgh up in arms if you...
Well, just like they were with Gerrit Cole. Like, it's the same thing over and over again. Don't tell me this time's going to be different. It's not.
Yeah,
I'll bet the entire $200,000 bonus that Paul Skeens won't be a Pirate in 5 years.
Wow. I don't know about that.
He's not going to be.
I'd probably lean towards he would.
What's his contract?
We'll see.
Situation?
We'll see. I mean, I don't know, but that's a good question. See, here's another question. Why would you keep Rowdy Tellez if his on base is under 300? You know, it's not like he was tearing the cover off the ball.
Okay, so
what is paying him the $200,000 going to get you?
Wait. So six games left in the season.
Mm-hmm.
With the season over and you out of the playoffs, as always, because you never make the playoffs, that's when you cut. If you're going to tell me that earlier in the year, that's one thing. Yeah,
why?
So
but I'm just, you know,
he's under team control through 2026. Yeah, good luck. We'll see how that
Skeens.
Goes. Yeah.
I mean, he's going to either, and that's, you know, maybe that decision's ultimately going to be up to him and how the Pirates do over the next couple of years. You don't seem to think they'll do well, and we'll see how some of the young guys develop. They got some young talent, but he's going to command a massive contract. And so if the Pirates are smart, maybe they look to extend him as soon as possible. So we'll see.
Yeah, but so what you asked mm-hmm. why would you cut a guy? Your whole team sucks. What do you mean? You're making decisions now based on with six games left. Like, it's clearly nothing to do with his play on the field.
No, I'm making money decisions. These are financial decisions, right? I mean, that $200,000, what if that's the difference between Paul Skeens' contract? And,
That's the point.
You sign a player for $200,000 and next year you're...
And guess what? Paul Skeens could look at that and say, oh, wow, if I have incentives in my contract, I better not, because they're not going to pay them. They're going to hold me out of a start or two so that I miss those incentives, looks like.
Yeah, and we've seen that before. I don't have any examples off the top of my head, but it always does bring up.
It's not the first time.
Mm-hmm. It won't be the last. The
problem is when it's a shitty owner, and it's an owner who's consistently does not, he's so cheap, historically cheap, he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, and it becomes a bigger story.
That's fair. Any other
news? Same thing with the A's.
Because I had
the triple play in the...
and the Padres.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
By the way, there were two things with that. Joe Davis on the Dodger call goes, well, Otani will have his opportunity, you know, barring a triple play, you know. So that was funny. Otani did not have his opportunity. And then on the other side, the Don Arcillo call of it was awesome. Arcillo's the best. Manny, third to first. You know what I mean? Like, he's just the best. I love Don. He's so good. What a way to clinch the playoffs. Anyway, another organization that just sucks eggs that just fired him because they're stupid and didn't want to pay him is the Boston Red Sox. So, pretty fun.
Okay.
This is interesting because I have this guy. We will do buy low, sell high in a minute.
Sure.
I still agree with my sell high on him. But I talked about him earlier and I said he's boom or bust. He's a free agent this year. He's probably not signing with the Pirates, I'll tell you that much. Willie Adames just became the fourth shortstop to ever have a 30 home run, 100 RBI, 20 stolen base season.
I thought for sure you were going to say something about Aaron Judge or...
No. 32 home runs, 111 RBIs, 20 stolen bases. Again, the OPS is barely over 800.
Like, now this will be interesting because this reminds me of,
again, sell high.
Okay. Yeah, it reminds me of Dansby Swanson a couple years ago, and I think Adamas is slightly better offensively than Dansby could ever claim to be. But at the same time, don't be surprised if you see a team pay a little bit more for Adamas, thinking they're locking in their shortstop for the next 8 years or something. And because this Dansby Swanson contract has not worked out for the Cubs, so we'll see how that. I mean, it'll be an interesting one to watch. You know, obviously another NL Central shortstop, but. I hope he gets a bag, and I hope he probably will, but
fancy wise, I would just stay away from him. Eric Adams was indicted by a grand jury. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not. No.
New York City mayor. That's fun. All right, let's start with who's hot and who's not. Who's not hot?
I wanted to try if I can. That's funny. I did want. I don't know if we talked about too. Charlie Blackman is retiring.
That came out right after. Blackman retiring. I mean, he retired from a fantasy baseball perspective probably 3 or 4 years ago. But yeah, solid player. Never great. Couple time All-Star. Definitely not like a Hall of Fame or anything. But, you know, solid, fun player. My favorite memory of him was when he was mic'd up during an All-Star game one time at Nationals Park in 2018. And he said he likes to watch TV. And this is the biggest TV. Because they asked him, like, why do you keep looking back? He kept looking back while they were interviewing him. He's like, I like to watch TV, and this is the biggest TV I've ever seen.
Yeah.
When I go to the Mets game, I'm like, this is my favorite TV.
He's going to fall into that category of like really good players. Like you said, not Hall of Fame, but he'll be like in that really good category. And, you know, definitely a fan favorite for Colorado and Coors.
Oh, so, for sure. And for fantasy purposes, like I said, he wasn't really, you know, a relevant player for the last few years. Also, another funny story, or not funny, but like, you know, with the Mets and another thing mishandled by baseball, like they could have played on Monday. They knew a tropical storm was coming. This was a makeup game. It was only supposed to be a 2-game set in Atlanta. The third was a makeup game. So like moving it back to Monday wouldn't have made it from Thursday wouldn't have made a difference. Like, it's so moronic how Major League Baseball does things. They wait. They're always the last to know. They're always the last to do anything about it. It's crazy how they operate. It's so bad.
I forget. I haven't looked exactly. Looking to play
a doubleheader on Monday, the day between the last day of the season and the first day of the playoffs, the wild card.
Yeah, no, so I was.
The Nets have to travel to Milwaukee, then go back to Atlanta. And that's assuming the Braves get their games in against KC. They might play a tripleheader on Saturday. Last tripleheader was like in 1930.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen then. Can they even push the games back? I don't know what the logistics of that look like. But something I'm wondering too, I'm seeing, it looks like the Braves, and again, I don't know the lineup of the pitchers, but it looks like the Braves then might be without some of their better pitching against the Mets then on Monday. They may have to use it for this weekend.
Right, you're saying maybe throw Sale now? Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see how that.
Reed was supposed to be today and tomorrow.
Could work out for the Mets. We'll see.
It could. It certainly could. We'll see what happens. I don't think it's not good for anyone. Like, it's forget about the Mets or the Braves. It's just not good for anyone. It's not good for the sport that, like, Monday there's going to be a doubleheader. It's just so moronic. You could have done it on Monday. There were barely any games this past Monday. It's just stupid. But the point is that in the championship, because I guess Monday is not going to count for the – I don't know if it will or won't count for the championship. I saw in my league – in middle of the championship, someone dropped Edwin Diaz. It's like, hey, sink or swim. We talked about this. I need this right now. You know, Edwin Diaz is a great player. He's not giving me what I need the next couple of days. I can't wait, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you see that in fantasy baseball. It's kind of cool. That time of year is kind of cool.
Real quick. And then we'll move on to who's hot, who's not. It almost works in the opposite too, because there was a guy in my league who was, you know, like we talked about, on the brink. He ended up dropping Tristan Casas. And I went and scooped him up this week because I'm still in it and he got eliminated. So be on the lookout for some of those guys. Maybe there was someone that was dropped, you know, that could work out.
Take advantage. Go win that chip.
Maybe a little bit late now, but, you know, good to know for the future. So let's get to who's hot, who's not. Who do you got?
Julio Rodriguez is my first who's hot, and this is so great to see him coming on at this time of the year, because I think going into next year his stock should be right back to where it was, maybe not where it was coming into the year, but the last month already. So this is not a small sample size. 382 on base, 8 homers, 25 RBIs, 6 stolen bases, 25 runs. He's been the number 2 ranked fantasy baseball player over the last 2 weeks. It's 415 on base, 16 RBIs, 5 home runs, 3 stolen bases, 12 runs. So he's been great.
Yeah, that list of top 5, Shohei, Michael Harris, and then you got Matt Olson right behind Julio Rodriguez too. And so, you know, Atlanta, they're clicking.
Oh, like I said, they would be. Who's yours?
I went and took Alex Bregman for the Houston Astros. We talked about him. I don't know if you remember our conversation around the All-Star break, right? We were getting questions about him. Is he washed? Is he broken? And I remember we did a comparison or a would you rather? And I think you asked me, who would you rather take, Mikel Garcia or Alex Bregman? And I said, give me Alex Bregman, which I even wasn't sure about at the time. You know, it was one of those like, trust my process. And, you know, that was when Mikel Garcia was kind of at his peak. And yeah, we leaned Alex Bregman there, and looks like it paid off, especially lately. Him and the whole Houston offense is just clicking. The last 6 days, not including tonight because I didn't look for tonight's stats, but he's 7-for-20 with 3 bombs and 7 RBIs, 5 runs scored. So, you know, the Astros, you just can't count them out until they prove otherwise. And, you know, it doesn't matter how old they seem to get. Altuve's still bringing it. Yordan's been hitting better too. So, yeah, that's going to be it. It's not the team I would want to face, let's say that, in the playoffs.
No, definitely not. I'm wearing the John and Susan t-shirt. Susan Wallman was on WFAN today, and she was talking about how, listen, if you're a Yankee fan, you actually want to see Houston. Like, until you slay that dragon, it almost won't feel right. But that's the toughest team still in the American League. It's still the Astros. The Astros still own the AL, and so you're 100% right about that. Another hot for me, and it's just crazy, going into next year again, is Blake Snell. His last 3 starts, he's thrown 17 innings, which, again, he's not like an innings eater. 17 is pretty solid for him. 3-0, 29 strikeouts, a 0.53 ERA, and a 0.71 whip. His numbers on the season are stupid. He has 39 strikeouts in his last 25 innings. He has a 3.12 ERA and 1.05 whip on the year. 145 strikeouts, 104 innings. Like, Blake Snell has been awesome this year. So it's kind of cool to see that, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. He plays in a pitcher-friendly ballpark, but it took him a while to get going. The whole free agency thing, by the way, wouldn't be shocked if Pete Alonso's that guy standing with his dick in his hand come, you know, midway through spring training this offseason, just pointing that out there. Yeah, Blake Snell found his way.
Yeah, and he was a guy, you know, we've talked about him before. He wasn't one that I was crazy about, but happy for him. I'm still probably not going to get many shares, if any. You know, his price just a little too elevated for me for the high whip, but good for him. Happy for him to kind of figure it out. So that was all of my, I only had the one hot and I only have the one not. If you have a couple.
Yeah, I have a couple of knots. By the way, Judge hit his 57th. The Yankees made the game respectable in the ninth so that we could hear Aaron Boone talk in the post game, be like, I like the battle that we had at the end. Stupid, just so moronic, this team, it's crazy. Yeah, Soto hit his 41st, Judge hit his 57th, whooped it freaking.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do this team just beats themselves? That's what they do. Who's not hot? Let's go with Sedana Rafaela. You know, big prospect, lots of people like what he's done, but he's really tailed off the second half of the season. Over the last month, he's batting 177, only 2 home runs, 2 stolen bases, doesn't have a homer in the last 2 weeks. So this guy falling off completely, a guy who people probably looked at towards next year, like, okay, maybe he's something, maybe he's an option, he's got eligibility, shortstop, second base, outfield. I don't even know where you draft him, if at all, going into next year. because of how he's played the second half of the season. A guy that we talked about, you know, we talked about all the young talent in Boston, and he might not even have a starting job anymore if it's just, hey, Trevor Story, maybe he stays healthy.
Yeah, next year will be interesting because you'll have obviously Rafaela and Story, but then you also have Christian Campbell, who I don't know if he's going to make a push for that middle infield job, but he absolutely should if he isn't in the cards already. But, you know, they're going to have Roman Anthony in the outfield mix. I mean, yeah, Rafael is really going to have to carve out his own playing time. And, you know, I was definitely hoping for a little bit more, 19 steals, but caught 9 times is not a great ratio.
They run a lot. You got to give them that.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I still think he's draftable, but he's one of those guys you take a flyer on maybe at the end of the season, because he'll probably be rotated around on your free agent wire. So keep an eye on him. I'd like
what's
to see
your who's your not hot?
I, you know, Rami, this one kills me a little bit. You know who I'm gonna say? You want to take a guess?
Josh Jung.
No, one of my one of my favorites, Royce Lewis. I don't know if you've been following, but
I knew it'd be one of those two.
Yeah, it has not been looking good for Royce lately. He does not have a home run since September 2nd.
Is Minnesota blowing?
Yeah, they're totally blowing.
Are they doing it on purpose? Like, it looks like they're purposely trying not to make the playoffs.
It's a little bit of both. I mean, I think Detroit has finally found themselves. I've told you a few times, watch out. And, you know, they've really hit their stride. Parker Meadows hit a bomb tonight. So, yeah, Minnesota has just played themselves right out of it. Getting back to Royce, though, just one home run since August 13th. That's over a month ago. He's not stealing, which is probably the leg stuff, and it's fine with me, but you got to be hitting for some power or something, or even average. He's hitting just .229 in the last 30 days. It has not been good. You know, he's finally healthy, right? We've wanted it. We've just said, just stay healthy, and he's finally healthy, but now it's like, what the hell? I thought this wasn't going to be the case. You know, and I thought the temptation of the playoffs would elevate him, right? I mean, you just said they played themselves out of playoffs. I thought that would be, you know, hey, let's get into the playoffs. You know, I'm here. Let's do it. Doesn't seem like that's the case. Royce Lewis has not been good lately.
Yeah, some teams rise, some teams fall under the pressure. One more cold for you, a team that's going to make the playoffs. We just talked about them, but we've talked so much about this guy also as pretty much a useless fantasy baseball player, and he's rostered in like almost every league because of his name value, but he really doesn't do anything from a fantasy perspective, and that's Luis Arraez. I mean, his on-base is not good enough to, like, if you look at the rest of his numbers, and especially on a week now, he's 2 for his last 15. He's got 4 runs and 2 RBIs in his last 2 weeks. The 133 on base, like, he's not worth keeping around. Even in a good lineup, he just doesn't score enough runs. He doesn't drive in any runs. He doesn't steal any bases. He doesn't hit any homers. And so if you're in an on-base league, like if you're in a batting average league, okay, maybe, like, but is it worth being a negative in everything else? Like, I think he's a negative fantasy baseball player, Luis Arraez.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, 4 home runs in 622 at-bats this season. It's just not that actively hurts you. 9 steals doesn't actively hurt you, but 44 RBIs does, 81 runs scored. Meh, you know, it's fine. But overall, yeah, I think he is a negative. It's a little bit weird. San Diego, though, they look hot. They look a little scary. We'll see how they go.
I wouldn't want to go out there if I were the Mets. I wouldn't want to go out to San Diego and have to play them in the first round. I think so. It's actually would be better for the Mets, I think, to be the last seed, but they got to get in before they can worry about the seeding. Cause I think the last seed would go to the 3, which would be Milwaukee. The 4 or 5 are going to play each other in San Diego. So it could work out better. Buy low. I have so many buy lows. I have, because I'm going to do the same thing going into next year, how I feel about them. I have 3. How many do you have?
1, because I thought we would do deep dives into one, but go ahead. What do you got?
No, I only have 1 sell high. So, and I already mentioned him, but my first buy low. So I'll do 2 and then you'll do 1 and then I'll take it back for 1 more. I like my last one, so I'll save 1 for last. Cary Carpenter is my first one. Going into next year, I saw my guy X Xavier Scruggs doing a breakdown on him on MLB Network. Love that guy. And he was talking about his stride and how balanced he is at the plate, where he keeps his hands like out and balanced in front of him. And his stride is like kind of like it's not a quick like leg kick. It's like a slow, like balance, almost like an Aaron Judge type stride, where it's like the leg is off the ground for a long time, lets him stay on top of the ball, lets him stay, you know, in the zone longer, see the ball travel. He compared him to the Aaron Judge stride. So this is a guy going into next year. We've seen what he could do down the stretch. The last month, a 380 on base, 5 home runs, 15 RBIs, 9 runs scored. Obviously, the season as a whole has been pretty good. Detroit's been hot on a lot of people's radar. I think this guy could be full-time, you know, starting outfielder and a huge contributor for them next year. Next year could be the year that he pops off. And I think he may go lower in drafts than people might expect. I think he could be one of those hot names. You know, some of the names we talked about coming into this year, whether it was like a Lane Thomas or who's the outfielder for Texas that was being talked about early in the year.
Not Odolis or?
No, I feel like there were a few guys that were talked about like, oh, they're going to take another step, and they didn't, you know? So I think he could be looked at as that type of thing. Cary Carpenter could, but I think he will take that step next year.
Yeah, you know, I love any – you could pick any Detroit player. I think they're getting better. Good call. Torque hit an absolute nuke today, so good for him.
Yeah, and then another one, and this is just so interesting because I mentioned the fantasy rankings.
Sure.
You know that over the last 2 weeks, Luke Weaver is the 6th best fantasy baseball player in the last 2 weeks? 8 innings, 18 strikeouts in 8 innings, 2 wins and 3 saves. 0 ERA and a 0.38 whip. Like, going into next year, we'll see how the playoffs go, but be very aware this could be the Yankee closer next year. And if the Yankees are going to be good again, who knows? I don't know if they're going to spend a ton of money, especially if they try and re-sign Juan Soto. They might not spend a ton of money elsewhere. They might just keep Luke Weaver in-house, right? Clay Holmes is a free agent. I wouldn't bring him back. You know what I saw, actually? I was walking on the street of Manhattan today. A guy who's, speaking of spending money in the Yankees, and God knows what's going to happen with him. I saw DJ LeMahieu, who's just walking with his, I think he's married. I think he was with his wife. They were just walking. I didn't bother him. I didn't say anything. But I just kind of like gave a little nod, like, what's up, DJ?
Like, hey, I know who you are.
Yeah, he doesn't know who I am, but I was like, right. I do know who you are. So there's that. But Luke Weaver, I did not see him today. DJ's huge also, so he stands out. Like, he's very big. Like, he's not even that, like, he might be like 6'3", 6'4".
6'4", 220, it says.
Yeah, yeah. Just big. And he's got a little baby face, so like, he stands out.
Drafted by the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. True, true, true.
Yeah. I'll jump over to my buy low here. This one, you know, we'll see how people take it, and I'm not even sure I'm fully trusting it, but I am trusting it because we've seen this before. I'm going to buy low on Luis Robert. We're going to see how next year goes, but just looking at these last 2 years, because those are, you know, last year he was absolutely phenomenal, 38 home runs, 20 stolen bases. Looking at the underlying metrics, there are some concerning stuff this year. I'm not going to lie. His strikeout rate has went up to 33%. His whiff rate has went up to 35%. Those are both second percentile in the league. So he's worse than 98% of hitters. And just a 10% barrel rate. What does all that mean? It means like he's not making enough contact. And when he does make contact, it's not good contact. So comparing it, I mean, 2023 wasn't a whole lot better, but his strikeout rate was under 30%, which is palpable, right? You can make that work. We see guys like Aaron Judge or Ellie De La Cruz make an under, you know, about 30% rate work. That's fine. 33% whiff rate, again, not great, but he was barreling the ball at almost 16%. Last year versus 10% this year. So we just got to see him make better contact and hopefully a little bit more contact. And I think he's going to take off. I really do. And if we just take the human approach, right? Who would want to play for the White Sox this year? Like, is Shohei Ohtani going to go 55-55 if he was with the Sox?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Who was right.
He's cut Ron Marinaccio and the White Sox picked him up. And I was like, oh, sorry, Ron.
I mean, just like with Luis, I can't discount. He definitely has an injury history, right? His underlying stuff, again, doesn't look great, but I don't think that the 2023 season was just a fluke. And I don't think it's too far in the rearview mirror. A trade would do him some wonders. We'll see if the White Sox are going to, they could get a massive, massive haul for him. If a team maybe like the Orioles or something has a lot of prospect capital, I don't know if they're going to move on a guy like Luis Robert, but I think this is like the floor of the floor for him. So yeah, I am absolutely buying low on him. I don't know what his draft price is going to look like next season. So we'll keep that in mind, right? He's not maybe a second rounder for me, but he's certainly not far off from it. So maybe we acquire him this offseason in Dynasty. So don't forget about Luis Robert. This is a certainly potential first round guy next year.
Yeah, I think some of the names I was thinking of as guys that were so hyped coming into the year, Evan Carter, TJ Friedel, like some of these guys that we talked about. So that's what I was just looking at, because like there were all these names and like,
yeah, Evan Carter, I feel bad for. I mean, I know
he got hurt, but like he wasn't great before then. And like I said, Lane Thomas also should have taken off this year, and then he gets traded and he's barely even playing in Cleveland. Like, I don't even know how we look at him. My last buy low, because not enough people are talking about this guy still. And I know I had him in the fantasy league. And so he's going to be 40-40 probably. He's got 38 home runs, 115 RBIs, 113 runs scored, and 40 stolen bases, and the 332 on base. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Any guess? Give me a guess.
Jose Ramirez?
Yes! the dude is so stupid good.
Yeah, like, and it's like so quiet too.
He's
like,
so quiet. So like 40-40 for him. You know what I mean? Like, and there's no Instagram post every day about Jose Ramirez. Like, there is 9 Instagram posts, like, you know, just clamming down on Shohei Ohtani. Like, it's just like, I don't know, man.
It is unbelievable. And everything under, you know, it's amazing, because I think I read,
he's freaking good and he's carrying a team. Like,
it's like he's getting better. I think he has the hardest hit ball of his career this year, and he's 32 years old.
It's ridiculous. Like, and he stole 30, he stole 40 bases.
Like, yeah, when's right. At 32 years old.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dude,
I don't get it.
He's stupid.
It's defying everything that we know about baseball.
Yeah. And my sell high, like I said, I'm not in on Willy Adames going into next year. Let someone else overdraft him.
I don't think you're going to like my sell high. Because it is a little bit, you know, we just talked about a guy who's 32 that is kind of, you know, having the best year of his career. So from that standpoint, this doesn't make sense, but I think Jose Ramirez is a unicorn. I think that it's more likely that this guy falls even further, and we'll see. Your guy, Trey Turner. I am not going to be in on Trey Turner next year. We'll see where
you're
the draft
out with
price
the documentary
grows.
About like the guy who cheered for him at the Philly game. Did you see that?
No.
You know, they start like the standing ovation. I think I screenshotted this. This is so odd to me. Yeah, continue. Go ahead. I'll find it.
Sure. So I'm not going to say Trey's bad. Like, that's not what I'm getting at here at all, right? We've seen some guys take leaps late in their career, you know, seeing J-Ram. I just don't think that he's been a top second round pick. I mean, really a top first round pick, or, you know, a first round pick for however many years now. And I just don't think I can do that again. There's too much talent out there right now. And honestly, I looked at some of the lists. If we were drafting next season, I would probably take Ketel Marte over him. If we were drafting right now, I absolutely would take Ketel Marte over him, because there's nothing hinting that Marte's season is a one-off or a fluke. I mean, he's another guy who's over 30 that's having the best, you know, probably the best year of his career right now. Trey is just kind of going in the opposite direction. And, you know, again, we see that more often than not with some of these older guys. Again, J-Ram and Ketel feel like a little bit of a unicorn, if you will. But looking at some of the underlying stuff for Trey, he's had the lowest max exit velocity of his career, which the 110, it's 110.6, right around Lourdes Gurriel and Tovar. It's not the end of the world, but he's also 127th ranked in barrels. And the biggest part to me is, you know, he's a speedster. He's had the lowest ranked sprint speed in his career since he's debuted. He was never below 6th in the MLB, and now he's 22nd. That is a massive drop off. Again, I still think he's likely to go 2020 next year. I don't think that's, you know, I'm not saying he's not, and I think he's going to steal bases for probably the rest of his career. You know, maybe a 300, close to a 300 average, 100 runs, but there's just so much talent in the top 2 to 3 rounds that I'm not going to take the gamble that Trey Turner returns to the Turner that we want him to be. His ADP was 12 last season. I expect that to at least double. I'm not really touching him anywhere near the first 2 rounds next year.
Hopefully he can turn it around and Netflix will premiere The Turnaround on October 18th.
That was good.
A short film about the Phillies fan who initiated the standing ovation during Trey Turner's slump last year. They're showing like this clip of that standing ovation. You forget how gorgeous baseball uniforms were last year. Wow. What a shame. Tragedy.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. We've come full circle talking about how terrible baseball is. So did you have anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to just for the prospect report, I did want to mention, I don't know if you saw, Jackson Jobe was called up yesterday. And looks like, so he's going to fill a bullpen role. He actually went out and pitched tonight, threw an inning and got 3 up, 3 down in just 9 pitches. So I'm not sure what kind of fantasy relevance he's going to have for the rest of the week. But either way, next year, it'll be fun to watch where his draft price ends up. Because we're talking Jackson Jobe is a number one on some list, not most of them anymore, but he's certainly a first tier, top tier pitching prospect, probably top 3 in a lot of lists. So
that's awesome that he's getting this experience in meaningful games, you know, slamming the door, right? I think he closed the game.
He finished. Yeah. They were winning
in the Tiger game. I know it wasn't a save. They were up 6 runs or whatever, but so
I was thinking that's why I don't think there's any fantasy relevance here is because are not going to put him in a save situation right away.
Yeah, but it would be great going into next year. Okay, next episode we're not going to do it Sunday because that's the league's going to be over, but we should give the people what they've come here for and give them the answers on our league that we drafted. So we'll do that next episode. We'll recap the season a little bit. Mm-hmm. We'll give our MVPs for the season, our locks for next year. Maybe we'll do some fun other recap stuff.
Playoff predictions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll do some fun stuff on next episode. So until then, make sure you like and subscribe so that you don't miss a beat. Don't miss a moment of the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast. You follow us on all social platforms because those guys do a great job posting some of our clips. So, awesome stuff from everyone all around. It's been a fun year. And I'll talk to you in about a week, all right?
Yeah, see you next week.
See ya.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.